This is Cougar Halftime Live. Cougar Halftime Live is brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Well, it's the type of game we haven't seen in a while. Oklahoma State has a touchdown advantage at the break, leading the 13th-ranked Cougars 21-14. Coming up on Waystar Cougar Halftime Live, we'll get the thoughts of David Nixon, former BYU linebacker and BYU TV analyst. We'll get his thoughts from a defensive perspective on what needs to change coming out in the second half. Plus, we'll go over the handful of games going on tonight and look ahead to tomorrow's Big 12 schedule on Saturday. But first, let's get you back over to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. 21-14 Oklahoma State over BYU. The Cougs took the football to begin the game and moved smartly down the field. The Cougs went 75 yards over six plays, 3:03 off the clock, and the Cougs ended their opening drive with this play. Marion left, Roberts right, Retzloff gun with Martin. The snap, the ride, the keep by Retzloff, the touchdown! Jake Retzloff takes it in for six. His second touchdown run of the season, and the Cougs open on top 6-0 with 11:57 to go in quarter number one. OSU answering with a 75-yard touchdown scoring drive. Big play on the drive was the scoring play. Ollie Gordon, 50 yards for the touchdown. 7-7, both teams exchange punts, both teams exchange picks, and then BYU back into the end zone after a Tanner Wall pick set BYU up at the OSU 1-yard line. L.J. Martin cashed it in. They've got O-linemen in the backfield. As wing backs to the right, Martin's going to motion in. Take the jet sweep, cut up field, get in for six. Touchdown! L.J. Martin, L.J. with the TD. And the Cougs go back on top. 13-7 BYU with the PAT pending. PAT fair and 14-7. Then the Pokes score to make it 14-14. Another Ollie Gordon touchdown. BYU throws a pick. Ollie Gordon touchdown again the next time. BYU throws a pick, and now we get to halftime at 21-14. The Cougs threw interceptions on three of their final four possessions. A scary game in a lot of ways in the first 30 minutes, and we note that on the final play of the first half, it wasn't a true Hail Mary. Jake Retzloff was pressured, threw under some under pressure, and threw more or less an intermediate pass that was picked off. And I think in the attempt to make the tackle, Jake may have been banged up on the play. We will see how he looks in half number two. A storyline to follow as Rangel, the quarterback for Oklahoma State, left the game with a shoulder injury late in half number one. 21-14, BYU leads, or rather trails Oklahoma State at the break. BYU trails at halftime for just the second time this season. Jason Shepherd standing by here in the booth with Cougar Halftime Live. Shepherd, it's over to you.
Thank you very much, Greg. 21-14, Oklahoma State with the advantage, and the Cowboys will get the ball to start the third quarter. Certainly a very important drive for the BYU defense when the third quarter begins. All right, let's bring in former BYU linebacker and our BYU TV analyst, David Nixon. I think, David, the word that's – there's a couple of words. Uneasy, unsettling – those are sort of the feelings I think a lot of Cougar fans are feeling at the half. What did you make of those first two quarters?
Yeah, I think BYU fans aren't familiar with seeing this BYU defense get gashed so bad, right? I mean, coming into this game, the BYU defense is getting up 120 yards per game on the ground. In this first half alone, Oklahoma State has 175 yards already. And it's mostly by big plays. You look at Ollie Gordon rattled off a 50-yard touchdown, and then Rangel rattled off a 54-yard big run. Didn't go for a touch, but that's when he got hurt at the end of the half. So the zone reads really hurting BYU right now. They've got to stay home. They've got to make sure their assignments. If you're going to have the defensive end crash to the dive, your backers, you got to be able to take the quarterback. And oftentimes, those linebackers get stuck in the wash, and they don't get quite all the way outside of the quarterback, and he's off to the races. So BYU getting gashed in the run game right now defensively. And, of course, offensively, it's all about just taking care of the ball. And that's always been the biggest gripe with Jake is he tends to throw ill-advised interceptions and make plays. He's just trying to do too much, and we've seen that so far tonight.
So let's stay on the defensive side of things. And look, as good as Ollie Gordon has been, and he has been fantastic, and honestly hasn't looked like this in over a month. The guy came in averaging 64 yards rushing per game and has 80 at halftime, including, like you mentioned, the 50-yard touchdown run. Has two touchdowns on the ground, one receiving. But I really think it was what Rangel did to loosen everything up. I don't know. So I don't think it's with the BYU wasn't prepared for it. I just think it caught them off guard maybe in some of those situations. Whether or not he comes out in the second half may be a massive development if they have to go back to Bowman, who's not mobile at all.
Yeah, that's a big storyline. We're hearing that the BYU staff took over the X-ray machine to their sideline to help him out. So we'll see what happens with him. He's holding his shoulder as if that thing was hurting pretty bad. Usually when you're not moving at all and flinching at all, there's separated shoulder or broken shoulder of sorts. So we'll see. That is a big development. But, you know, you bring Bowman in, it's a different ballgame. He's not near as lethal as Rangel is. So the game plan changes. But you're right. In the first half, they really softened up the BYU D by doing quarterback keepers. And, you know, that opened up the run game for Ollie Gordon. He's averaging 10 yards a carry right now. So it's going to be an interesting adjustment here at halftime. Obviously, the quarterback discussion for them plays into that, so we'll see kind of what they roll out here in the second half.
Well, and I guess there's somewhat of a question on the health of Jake Retzlaff. You know, people saw him walking off the field sort of favoring his shoulder, so that's obviously something to pay attention to in the second half. But BYU now behind by two in the turnover battle. This Oklahoma State defense was down several key players at the linebacker position in the secondary. What is it that you see that they're doing that's causing some issues that maybe the BYU offense isn't picking up?
Yeah, it looks like they're running a lot of man across the board. In fact, Jake took advantage of it on one of his quarterback keepers and ran for a big game, but it looks like it's just confusing Jake a little bit. The running game's still struggling to get going. They've had windows where they could get pops. Yeah, they're averaging 6.8 yards per carry, but it's production on that first and second down where they've got to get better at. You know, and offensively, just sustaining drives. Really, they're just shooting themselves in the foot with penalties and a lot of drop balls today. That's something we haven't really been accustomed to. They only give credit for two drop balls, but it feels like there's been quite a few more than that. Maybe they didn't give them credit for some close ones. But just sloppy play. Honestly, that's what it is in this game so far. I'd say sloppy play. Penalties, turnovers, drop balls, miss assignments on defense. I'm sure Kalani's in the locker room right now getting a good talking to.
You know, take me into the locker room, because you've been in these situations before. In a situation, and I want to make this perfectly clear, I'm not saying that Oklahoma State isn't a massive reason why these things are happening. But to what you mentioned before, there does seem like there's a lot of self-inflicted wounds going on with some drop passes, just some head-scratching decisions being made on throws and things like that. When you go into a halftime and those are the issues you're dealing with, do you feel better about fixing them when you realize that you're more in control than maybe what you think?
Yeah, I mean, the score is 21-14. It's not like this is a blowout right now. So I think, you know, from a defense perspective, Jay Hill's coming in there saying, calm down. We've got this covered. Here's the adjustments we're going to make for the second half. Depending on who's coming out of quarterback for the zone read, maybe the DNs take the quarterback. Backers, you take the dive. Just everyone relax. You know, this isn't some blowout here. We just calm down. I think offensively, it's just, guys, stop being messy. Clean it up. We've got holes. Holes are being created. We just got to get it harder. And I think that's the big thing for me. I think LJ Martin's still coming back off his injury. Maybe not game time condition yet. I'd love to see a little change of pace there in the backfield, whether it's Nawahine or, you know, even get Kingston more involved in the run game. We saw him get a nice little fly sweep. So just get more speed to the edges and convert on some of these, you know, plays where they've got good blockers out in front. And I wish I could get some positive yards.
Great stuff as always. Thanks, my friend.
Yep, take care.
There we go. The great David Nixon. Appreciate his insight. Cougar Halftime Live is brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare. You can learn more at waystar.com. Your halftime score, 21-14, Oklahoma State leading the 13th-ranked BYU Cougars. We'll hit the scoreboard when we come back on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Big 12 team in action tonight, but coming up tomorrow, the early game will be played in Cincinnati. Arizona State coming in with a 2-1 record in Big 12 play, 5-1 overall, taking on the Cincinnati Bearcats, who are also 2-1 in the Big 12. Then at 1:30, it's Houston at Kansas. Kansas looking for its first Big 12 victory. They are 0-3 in conference play. At 2 o'clock in Tucson, Arizona, hosting Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes. Baylor will be at Texas Tech, also at 2 o'clock Mountain Time. Number 9, Iowa State will be hosting UCF. Don't forget, BYU will be in Orlando next week. Number 17, Kansas State in Morgantown to face West Virginia. That game will kick at 5:30. And then the late game, 8:30 Mountain Time in Salt Lake City, has the University of Utah hosting the TCU Horned Frogs. In terms of action going on tonight, one other top 25 team did play. That game's now a final. It was number 2 Oregon at Purdue, and this was all Ducks. They shut out the Boilermakers 35-0. Elsewhere, Duke was 0-22 all time against Florida State. They broke that streak tonight. They beat Florida State 23-16. And then the other game going on right now is also at halftime in Reno. It's Nevada hosting Fresno State, and it's the Wolfpack with a 4-point advantage at 21-17 again at halftime. In the Major League Baseball postseason, the NLCS and the ALCS both are finals tonight. At Citi Field in New York, it was Game 5 of the NLCS between the Mets and the Dodgers. The Mets, they stayed alive. They take care of business at home, 12-6. The series now shifts back to Dodgers Stadium for the final two games. The Dodgers just need to win one of the two. They lead that series 3-2. And in the ALCS, the New York Yankees taking a commanding lead over the Cleveland Guardians. Yankees getting the win in Cleveland tonight by a final score of 8-6. Our score here in Provo, 21-14. Oklahoma State leading the BYU Cougars. We'll come back and get you ready for the third quarter right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.